for the morning to your pizza. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
Folks, I need you to bear with me just for a minute. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Okay. I'll be right here. Jessica and Jennifer, I want you to go to Blog Talk Radio. The Blog Talk Radio, spirits are subject unto you. Are subject unto you. Spirits are subject unto you is alive, and I'm broadcasting a test broadcast right now. As I'm broadcasting this broadcast, I'm also broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio, Spirits Are Subject Unto You as well. So help me out. I just want to see a couple of people over there so I know it's working right. Because that's going to be my teaching blog. Remember, I told you that. I just posted the number. The number is 387-377-7200. Spirits are subject unto you. 387-377-7200. I just need you to call in. It's going to be low, because I don't have a mic over there yet. I have a mic over there next week. I want to make sure it's working. That is Blog Talk Radio. Spirits are subject unto you. 387-377-7200. Can somebody call in that number for me? I want to make sure what I did is when I set it up, I saw it, but I didn't pay much attention because I knew it said 6 a.m., but I noticed it said 7 a.m. On that particular blog talk. And sure enough, it was going to come on at 7. So I had to go back in and change it to 6 a.m. just for this morning, because I want to know that it's working right. And that it's up. Let me see if I can. Where's my phone? So that would be 1-387-377-7200.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again.
No es posible realizar la llamada tal y como se marcó el número.
Oh, that's the wrong number. I'm sorry. The number is 845 845-277-9137. Let me change that.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
1-845-277-9137. That's the right number. 845-277-9137 is the right number. Try that number. Okay, I see you. Praise God. Can you hear me? I'm going to put some music on and let me know if you can hear the music. I know I gave her the wrong number. 845. This is the right number. 845-277-9137. Okay, that's the right number. 845-277-9137. Spirits are subject unto you. Also, I want to make sure. I had the microphones and everything set up by Tuesday.
You've given me the strength to believe, to have the faith.
just posted. I just posted in the Spreaker. I didn't put the www, but it's www.spiritsaresubjectuntoyou.com. That website, all I did really, but it's going to be where I put the teaching PDFs. They'll be up there. They can be downloaded. And this line is going to be for teaching all the biblical spiritual understanding stuff. You know how long I've been trying to get that. I had it up, took it down, and so I finally got it back up last night. And so I thought I would go ahead. You have to run a test show for Blog Talk. But now this one is also going to be on iTunes, Apple, and Google Podcasts. All right, and as you know, that's the name of my book. And let me see, what else did I get accomplished yesterday? Yesterday, I wrote this little bitty exercise, and it's only I sent it to Candace to edit it and to tell me what she thought of it. What I did is I took the understanding that I have, that I had gotten from the angel, and I put it in my own words, and I titled it, what did I title it? I titled it, let's see, I forgot what I titled. Oh, I titled it The Power of Transformational Love. The Power of Transformational Love. And I sent it, I asked Candace if she would take a look at it for me, tell me what she thought. And she thought it was very, very, very good. So these are the kind of things that I'm going to have as PDFs on that website, Spirits Are Subject Unto You. And I got another one. I got to go over it in comparison to what the angels have said. And those things will be up there for you to download. I got the school, Academy, Institute, whatever. I got that underway. I'm working on it. And I have a separate email for that, which is Erica@spiritsaresubjectuntoyou. I tell you, I'm going to get all this done. I cannot believe the hindrance I was under. I cannot believe it. But yesterday, I had my first full day back at work like I normally work. I started right after this podcast, and I worked until it shocked me. I got my phone on in the background because I'm just checking this, and I will have the Spreaker fixed by next week. We found the problem. The Lord showed it to us. and I'm feeling pretty good this morning after I got all that accomplished. I just don't know what else I could say. I give all the glory, the honor, and the praise. I'll have that microphone. Pardon me. I'm not 100% cured yet, but God is doing it. Praise God. God is doing it. All right. So, spirits are subject unto you. Blog Talk Radio. Spirits are subject unto you. We launch you this morning. We launch you this morning. In Jesus' name. We cover all the Blog Talk. Yeah, the echo you hear is my phone. I'm listening as well as you are. So I'm sorry about that, but I'm test running. Spirits are subject unto you. I'm making sure, tweaking it, because like I say, it'll be on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. And when I get that straight, then I'll come back and straighten this out. I wonder what this song sounds like. Got a good name. Getting ready to blow.
Now I'm old enough to know what I know and mean what I say. Time for all of us to call what it is, come together and pray. Yeah. With the world now hating the truth and rewarding the lies. Set the million times of us to them fields and going to the sky. Here tonight, get ready to flow. Get ready to flow. And I want you to know, getting ready to go, getting ready to go, getting ready to go. Let me tell you so, getting ready to go, getting ready to go. And all the evil we see and the justice we've heard.
And I realize I can run that spirits are subject unto you at the same time as I'm running Jesus Saved, Delivered, Heals if I need to. I think everything is going to be all right. Yes. And I, like I say, I will have the speaker sounding good this week. I felt 100 pounds lift off of me when I got that up and running. So by next week, like I say, it'll be on iTunes and Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts. Amen. Father God, I thank you. You gave us a message of restoration. Restoration of loss. Recovery and restoration. I got the areas that that angel said, interesting too, that that angel said that there were, excuse me, that there were spirits of loss plaguing mankind. Get your anointing already. You see, when those angels give me something, I have to get it done right away. And I have to be a first partaker. And you know what? I sure hope this wasn't ego thought occurred to me. There's a billion people on this planet. You know that? Billions. And God sent me an angel to commune with me and let me know that there's a place that he longs to get us in. And for whatever reason, it comes through brokenness. It really does come through suffering, and it comes through sacrifice. It really, really does. It comes when the angel tell you where God is trying to take you. You don't have enough faith for that yet. But God is going to build that faith in you. So you're never going to be lacking. You're not going to come up lacking. Brother Joe, can I have some anointing oil? And a couple of, I got some paper towels right here. So on the signature launch of the spirits are subject unto you, what is God gonna do? Deliverance of what? Deliverance of the hindrance spirits that are stumbling blocks and that have caused loss. You got you some anointing oil? Anoint yourself in the name of Jesus as we launch the spirits are, not thee, but spirits are subject unto you. Anoint the back of your neck. Anoint the top of your head. That's where that big attack. Any other area where you have pain, like I'm anointing my throat. My chest. Thank you, God. Thank you for the fact that Jesus saves, Jesus delivers, and Jesus heals. And Jesus delivers us transformationally. You see, brothers and sisters, God got a lot of people saying a lot of things. And I reckon all that's good. But you got to stay where you covered. Now, I realize I am not everybody's covering. But if you're a part of Jesus Believers Church, I'm your covering. And I'm going to have to teach you on covering. God gave me a lot of subjects that I got to teach on under the spirits I subject unto you and on my private line for Jesus Believers. That line will be up this week too. And a lot of things I'm not going to teach to the general public, but I'm going to teach to Jesus Believers so that you can function and operate effectively across three realms, really across four. I'd have to work on your heart before he gives you that kind of understanding, because you could abuse it easily, or I should say, it can be abused easily. Amen. I'm happy. Spirit, and you know what? I'm using this. The spirits are subject unto you. I don't even have an extra mic on there. That's going to be the one. That's going to be the one. Why? Because that's the name of the book. That's the name of the book. It's so much knowledge and wisdom and anointing in that book. And I told you I was dying when I wrote that. When I wrote that, when God downloaded that information, Brother Joe and I had just come off the mission. No, we were on the mission field. That's right. And I was just sick. I asked Brother Joe to pull over in a Walmart parking lot in Paducah, Kentucky. That's where we were, in Paducah, Kentucky. And it was a storm. It was a tornado. And we were in our pickup truck. Everything we owned strapped down in the back. Coming up out of Paducah, Kentucky. And I told Brother Joe, I said, I think I'm going home to Jesus. And I leaned my head on the window. I had no way of knowing I was hemorrhaging internally. And Brother Joe said, nope. Nope. He said, I don't care what you say this time. I'm getting you to the VA hospital. Brother Joe took me to the VA. And he wouldn't take me to the VA. He said, you hold on. And we left Paducah, Kentucky in the middle of a tornado. And Brother Joe drove me all the way to the big VA luxury hospital in St. Petersburg, Florida. I thought I was leaving here that time. And see, this one here is just kind of like that. Because I was sick. I was so sick on this one right here. I thought I was dying. But I knew I wasn't going to die because I hadn't finished. But the agony of it, it felt like that. And then the angel showed up, and the rest, you know the rest of the story. This morning, I saw two little angels They were small. They were smaller than, way, way smaller than Gabriel. And smaller than that angel breakthrough that came with Gabriel. So I think that these angels here are the ones live that abide here. I want to tell you something. God is great and greatly to be praised. And he gave me all that strength yesterday to accomplish all those things. Other things that there have been spiritual stumbling blocks right in my own house. You know what else God told me? I told somebody this. They laughed. Yes, day before yesterday, one of those angels said, "Do you know you're living in a mansion on earth?" I said, "Huh?" He said, "Yeah, you live in a mansion." He said, "Think about it." He said, "You live in an 18,000 square foot mansion? And you got a parking lot that's almost 2 acres. 1 acre on one side. No, a half an acre on one side and a half an acre on the other side." He said, "You live in a mansion. You sustained by God in a mansion." I said, "Wow, I really am. All I wanted was a place to hold my meetings and worship." He said, "And not only that," he said, "you've been sanctifying it for 2 years, even when Jose was here. You kept the covering of God over this mansion." I said, "Well, I didn't do the best job, but I'm going to do better." So, Brother Joe is taking some of the chairs and over to the packing ship to find out how much they're going to cost. We're going to get these chairs out to you next week. Between next week and the week after, the chairs might, you know. But the Christmas gifts that are on the floor, I know what. I've been working with ADT. I had to change. Look, you don't know the cost. You don't know what, when you trust somebody and you lay everything out bare in front of them. I had to change everything. My security system. You just cannot imagine what I've been through here because of this Jose fiasco. He had knowledge of everything, but guess what? I am upgrading, upgrading, and re-securing God's mansion. That's right. It's time consuming. It's frustrating. But God said, he gives you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you. That's right, Kim. Recovery and restoration in Jesus' name. And you ought to be tapping into it. I'm hearing some of the most powerful testimonies. Ain't nobody mad but Satan. See, Satan real mad. It didn't work. It never will. But you see, you got to be willing to step up to the plate and pay the price, the sacrifice, whatever it is. You got to be willing, kind of like, for Jesus I live and for Jesus I die, and it's going to be Jesus everything in the middle. I'm not saying you're not supposed to do your civic, community-minded, because Jesus calls you to do that. But Jesus calls us to put him first. If nobody does it, you call to do it. If nobody does it, I'm called to do it. But it's all an act of our will. And if you don't even know how to love God, he's teaching you. He is teaching you right now. Let him. And thank him. Thank him. And don't stop. Whatever you do, don't stop. Don't stop. Do you know how long the Spirits Are Subject Unto You website been up? Let's see. 2000. That website's been up over 15 years. Just waiting. Just waiting. Prepare your heart for some deliverance and some restoration.
I've been ashamed, so far from you, but you always find me. So high, so deep, is your heart for me. There's nobody like you, nobody can call me. And nobody will be the way that you know me. Farther than all I can see, farther than I can reach. You see my words, you see my art. There's no more pretending, yeah. You give it words and call it yours. You don't hold it against me. So high, so deep is your heart for me. Like nothing I've ever imagined to be true. There's no greater love. No greater love than the love that you show me. Yeah. And nobody knows me the way that you know me. That's the way that you are. Other than what I can see. Farther than I can reach. There's no greater love than the love that you show me. Thank you.
I was sick till I'm believing. silver and gold, yeah. I saw myself that my sin made me unworthy, but you said I'll never be perfect, but Christ took the burden. Yeah, I give my all, despite my downfall. When many see me fail, only you see me prevail. The biggest depression hits the ladder, my praise kid. The biggest depression hits the ladder, my praise kid. Come on.
Even if it comes to me, my soul will keep on singing. Even louder, even louder, even when my eyes can't see, I will sing till I believe it. Even louder, even louder, when I lift my voice, heaven comes to rest. When I sing this I feel you fall. When I lift my voice, heaven comes to rest. When I sing this song, I feel you.
God. 2 Corinthians. Excuse me. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 2. In an acceptable time I have heard you. And in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Acts chapter 3 verse 20, 21, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Times of refreshing. Times oh, I must not have put enough time on that blog. I will next time. So the spirit that's subject unto you has ended. Next time. Anyway, remember this. This is for the nighttime. This is for all nighttime teaching, nighttime shows, okay? So, you got the number.
For your show now, press 1 to hear important information.
There are no shows scheduled within the next 24 hours.
Okay.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Yeah, what happened is I got to put the amount of time. I just wanted it on. I just wanted to know that it worked. Amen. And he shall send Jesus Christ, preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. The angel said, there are spirits of loss that are plaguing mankind. So this morning, I'm sure this is not all, I guess, but anyway, these are the main ones that he wants me to address. So, yes, it did work, and it works, and I thank God for it. So I just forgot to schedule the time. I have up to a couple hours on this. Jesus Saves really has up to 3 hours, but that's a lot of talking. That one has 2 hours. I prefer 1 hour. That's enough. Spirits of loss that plague mankind. God said you got to get them out. Got to move them out. So repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I bind and rebuke the works, thoughts, deeds, acts, and all the intent of any and all spirits of loss. We're going to start here with unconscious loss. Loss that we aren't even conscious of the fact that we lost something. So I want you to say, in the name of Jesus, I renounce for my generation and my bloodline all spirits that have caused unconscious loss. Any familiar spirits, unclean spirits, spirits of bondage. Activated through unconscious loss. I bind you up right now. I command you to go. Go! Come on out. Get out. All spirits of unconscious loss. All the way back to Nimrod and the Tower of Babel. All the way back to the Garden of Eden. All the way back to when the world was in chaos. Go! Come on out. We break your power right now in the name of Jesus. All spirits of conscious loss. The Lord God rebuke you this morning. Conscious loss involving our soul, our body, and for the unsaved, their spirit. I bind up all spirits operating in, through, around, and about, and I bind up the intent through any type of dark side, darkness, witchcraft, conscious loss. Go! Out. In the name of Jesus. Get out. Get out. Go, go, go. Go! Conscious loss through accidents. Go! Get out. All accident prone. these spirits make you accident prone. Go! Get out. All spirits operating through partial loss. Remember I told you about Samson? Where you don't recover all, you just have partial loss and you have to contend with that. But Jesus said we don't. I bind up those spirits that cause partial loss in the name of Jesus. I bind you up. You hear me? Come out. Get out. Get out the bladder. Go! Get out the bladder. Get out of the kidneys. Go! Get out. Go, go, go. In the name of Jesus. Go! Of the limbs, the legs, the arms, the extremities. Go! Get out of the muscles. Go! Loose that body. Loose that body. Get out of the mind. Go! All the way, all the way, all the way out. Go to the pit until the day of judgment by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and you will come no more. Go! Any spirits that have caused you a total loss, meaning like divorce, like demotions, total loss. We bind you up this morning in chains and fetters of iron covered with a blood covering of the blood of Jesus. Your hearing, your sight, your speech. Go! The 100% complete use and activity of your limb. Go! Get out the hips. Get out the hip bones. The Lord God rebuke you this morning in the name of Jesus. Go! Total loss in the family line. Estrangement. Go! All of you are descended from one of those 12 tribes. And when those 12 tribes were allocated their land and their blessings, total loss has caused us to have been cut off. Go! And come no more. And come no more. Forced loss, forced upon us through ignorance, lack of understanding, lack of wisdom. We were forced. Now understand, you standing in for your whole bloodline. It's not just for you. You standing in for your generation. You standing in for your children. And your children's children. It ain't all about you. Go! Force loss. In the name of Jesus. And come no more. Covenant loss. You lost. Your bloodline lost, your generation lost, but God said enough is enough. covenant loss. I bind this spirit up right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth by the power of the Holy Ghost. Go! Go! Every loss that plagues you and your family line, spirit of covenant loss, I break your power right now in the name of Jesus. And I command you, loose that family line. Loose everything that was lost through the covenant. The angel said there are spirits of loss that plague mankind. Acquired loss. You got it, but you just couldn't hold on to it. A member of your family acquired it for the family line and couldn't hold on to it because they did not realize that they had the power to defeat the enemy. Every spirit of acquired loss, in the name of Jesus, go! Right now, all the way out, every spirit of loss by theft and robbery, I bind you up in the name of Jesus. Go! Robbery of the health. Go! Robbery of your mental capacity, your thinking, and your understanding. Go! Robbery of your silver and gold. Go! Robbery of your cattle and land. Go! Get out. I break your power. I destroy the power of the spirits of loss. Gambling loss. In the name of Jesus, the spirits of loss that plague mankind, that has caused gambling loss through your family line, through intent of another, I break the power of that spirit right now. Go! Horses, dogs, cards, wheels. Go! Risky business loss. Go! Spirits of loss that plague mankind. Bewitchment loss. You were just magically bewitched and tricked. Go! Go! God said there are spirits of loss that plague mankind. Inherited loss. That would be spiritual, physical, mental, and social. I bind up those spirits that cause spiritual loss. I bind up those spirits that cause physical loss. I bind up those spirits that cause mental loss, and I bind up those spirits that cause social loss. I bind you in chains and fetters covered with a blood covering of the blood of Jesus. Go! Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. God said there are spirits of loss that plague mankind through curses. I bind up every spirit unloosed to cause loss through any type of curse. That would be word curse, ritual, spell, objects, food and fruit. Food, fruit, and drink. Spiritual curse. Through witchcraft, wizardry, sorcery, lunacy. I break your power right now. I bind all you spirits in chains and fetters of iron. I bind you. You will come no more. I restrict your freedom to move in the name of Jesus. I restrict your freedom to see in the name of Jesus. I restrict your freedom to hear in the name of Jesus. I command every curse to be rendered null, void, ineffective. I command every deed, every thought, and every intent to be destroyed by the fire of God. Go! 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 Out! 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 Every transference of spirit from any person living or dead. Go! To any words, ritual, spells, food, drink, or spirits. I bind those spirits. Go! Get out. Get out to the pit. And come no more in Jesus' name. Go. Now, Father, that's why out of the belly. Get out the belly. Go. Go. We render every word, thought, act, deed, and intent null, void, ineffective. We cancel every contract. We cancel and destroy any and all agreement with the plagues and the spirits of loss. Get out. Go! Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for inherited restoration and recovery. I thank you for acquired recovery, restoration, and restitution. I thank you for unconscious and forced recovery, restoration, and restitution. I thank you, Father God, for restoration, restitution, and recovery of all loss. Fill those empty places with those hidden riches from secret places. Fill those empty places restore our soul. Fill those empty places with financial recovery, mental recovery, physical recovery, social and spiritual restoration, restitution, recovery. In the name of Jesus, total recovery. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We shall recover all. Nothing missing. Nothing lacking. Nothing incomplete. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua HaMashiach, our Messiah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Stretch your arms out, somebody. Move your arms. See how flexible they are. Move your backbone. Bend over, move your hips. Even louder. Even louder. Thank you, Jesus. Even louder.
Undeserving, and yet we worship, giving all the praise, just humble servants, just sweating tears, so no more fears, singing the glory of the gospel out to every air. You cover me with grace, and I love so unconditional, and it's got me on my face every day, God. Goes the praise of the saints, goes my praise every day, yeah.
Even if the drum stops beating, my soul will keep on singing, even louder. Even louder, even when my eyes can't see it, I will sing till I believe it. Even louder, even louder.
Than any silver and gold, yeah. I told myself that my sin made me unworthy, but truth is I'll never be perfect, but Christ took the burden. Yeah, I give my all, despite my downfall. When many see me fail, only you see me prevail. The bigger depression hits, the louder my praise get. The bigger depression hits, the louder my praise get. Come on.
Even if the drums stop beating, my soul will keep on singing. Even louder, even louder. Even when my eyes can't see it, I will sing till I believe it. Even louder, even louder. When I lift my voice, heaven comes to earth. When I sing this song, I feel you. Even louder.
Oh, my name. it's something under control. My soul is untouchable because you've already won me. My victory is not in the flesh and bone. It's in the cross and I know nobody's taking it from me. I got my armor now, no fear, no doubt, can't shoot me down, yeah. I got my armor now, no fear, no doubt, gonna shoot me down, 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 down. Now I'm better than you, because of you, because of you. And now I'm proud of you, because of you, because of you. Because I've been away. No matter what the world may say or what they do, I am proud of you because of you, because of just you, and I don't have to fear no more, worry no more. I don't have to.
Any place, any